Shabbos, Taf Kuflam and Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Mila Dalchet Tzaras, Mila, the commandment of circumcision, is Dalchet, overrides Tzaras, the prohibition against cutting off, removing a Nega Tzaras, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shelo Bezmana. The Gemara continues, Minahani Mili. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, Yimol Besar Arlaso, the Pasuk says, Yimol Besar Arlaso, he shall circumcise the flesh of his Arla, Ba'afalpi Shie Shambaharis. The Gemara later says, Tinach Gadol Luxibu Basar, Katanami Xibu Basar. That both Mila of a Gadol, an adult who needs a bris Mila, as well as a Katan, in both contexts, the Torah writes the word Basar. One Pasuk is in Bereshis. It says, V'arel Zachar Asher Lo Yimolot Besar Arlaso. The other Pasuk is in Chumash Vayikra, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Arlaso. That latter Pasuk is referring to a child. We're going to cheat in this lecture a little bit and focus primarily on the conclusion of this sugya, which actually appears on the next amud on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara asks, "Halom Likra Davar Shemis Kavin Huva Davar Shemis Kavin Mutter." The rule is that if a person does not intend to do an avera, but he accidentally does, that's called Davar Shemis Kavin. That's Mutter. The Gemara says, "So this person wants to do a bris mila, cutting off the taras is accidental, so it should be Mutter." The Gemara says, "Well, Amar Abaye lo nitzricha el Rabbi Yehuda d'amar davar shemis kavein aser." Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even accidental prohibition is davar shemis kavein is still aser. And Rava says, "If you look at Rabbi Shimon is the one who says davar shemis kavein is mutter. Moda Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishav lo yamus. Since the avera is inevitable, it is still aser." The Gemara then proceeds to discuss this, but we are interested in the very conclusion of the sugya. V'Abaye libid Rabbi Shimon. According to Abaye, that it would be mutter, that there is that Davar Shemis Kavein is mutter. So my Avidle, what do you do with the drasha of Basar? Mila with a Taraz would anyway be permitted because it would be a Davar Shemis Kavein. Amr of Amram, Ba'omer, Lokut Ba'arasa Umis Kavein. The word Basar is needed for someone who deliberately declares that he intends to cut off his Baharas. Tinach Gadol. An adult can do that. An adult is an autonomous being, and he can declare an intention. Katan Michael Maimar, an infant, has no intention. Amr of Misharshia, Ba'amr of Ihaben, Lokutz Baharas Dimnohud Lachamas Niskavin. The father announces that he intends to cut off his son's Baharas. Now the Gemara asks, V'ika Acher Liavad Acher. If there is anyone else who can do the bris mila, the father should not do it. Why would the Pasuk write the word Basar? To allow the Mila, to say Mila is Dalchet Tzaras, rather someone else should do it. Why is this so? Because the Gemara brings an important principle in the rule of Asei Dalchet Lo Saseh, Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Makom Shat Motzi Asei Velo Saseh, Imata Yochel Lekayim Shneim Mutavim Lav Yav Asei Vidchel Lo Saseh. When do we say the rule of Asei Dalchet Lo Saseh? When the conflict is irresolvable. We have to do one or the other. Then we say Asei Dach Alos Asei. But if it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, if we can satisfy both, if we can fulfill the Asei and not violate the Los Asei, that's what we do. We don't say Asei Dach Alos Asei. So insofar as someone else can perform the Bris Mila, why would the Torah write the word Basar to allow the Mila to override the Tzaras? The Gemara says, you're right, Tuleka Acher. The Pasuk would only be referring to a case where there was no one else available to do the Bris Mila. Now the Shagas Aryeh infers an important principle from this Gemara. Shagas Aryeh is discussing the halachas of the Bigdei Kehuna, the priestly vestments worn by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hadyot. The garments of the Kohen Gadol definitely contain kelayim. We know Tcheles, Vargaman, Talas, Shani, Vishesh, there was some wool there and some linen there. The garments of the Kohen Hadyot, there is actually a machlokas whether they contain kelayim or not. They are primarily pishtun, linen. There's a machlokas whether they contain any tzemer, and therefore there are kelayim in the avnate, in the belt, the sash, or whether there is no tzemer, and the avnate differs from that of the Kohen Gadol, and there is no kelayim. So the Shagas Aryeh asks Akasha. He says, there's machlokes rishonim, that which the Kohen Gadol wears his Bigdei Kehuna, which have kelayim, is that a sort of asei docha los asei, that the asei, the mitzvah of wearing Bigdei Kehuna and doing the avodah, is docha the los asei of kelayim, and according to that opinion, indeed, it is only permitted to do so while he's doing the actual avodah and needs the begadim? Or do we say, no, it's not because of asei docha los asei, the Torah completely suspended the laws of kelayim in the context of Bigdei Kehuna. That's machlokes rishonim. So Shagas Aryeh has a kasha. According to the Rambam, that says that the entire heter to wear the bigdei kuna with kelayim is only because of asei dechalosa say. So he says, let's consider, we have some avodah that has to be done. Say the Taman Shel Shachres, an ordinary day of the year, not Yom Kippur. Anyone can do the avodah. The Kohen Hedyot can do it too. Now, if we say that the Kohen Hedyot's begadim have no kilayim, then why would we allow the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah? If he does the avodah and he wears his big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, there'll be kilayim, and he'll have to rely on the rule of asei dechalos asei. If the Kohen Hedyot does it, there won't be kilayim, and there won't be any asei dechalos asei. So why do we not apply the rule of Reish Lakish that kol makom she'efshar l'kayim shneim? We require it, and therefore we should require that a Kohen Hedyot do the Avodah always, except Yom Kippur, where the Avodah must be done by a Kohen Gadol. But all year round, a Kohen Gadol should be prohibited from doing the Avodah to avoid Kilayim. And he says there are many rayas that is not the case. There are many, the Kula Gemari says it is clear that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah whenever he wants, even the rest of the year, not Yom Kippur. Now who said, the Shagas Aryeh says, that I would have to give up the avodah, the Kohen Gadol would have to relinquish his right to do the avodah in favor of another Kohen to avoid doing the avera. Maybe he can say, I want to do the avodah and I don't have to give up my chance. He says, the raya is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that even though we have a father and the father would like to do mila, and he pulls out the Gemara and he pulls out the Chumash and says, Basar, that there's a dechia, that the say of mila is doch et saras, we tell the father, not so fast. Let someone else do it, because if you do it, there'll be a conflict between the mitzvah and the avera, and we'll have to say asei dechalos asei. If anyone else does it, because he won't intend to remove the tzaras, there won't be a conflict, so we say let someone else do it. Even though the father thereby is not doing the mitzvah, someone else is doing it apparently. Nevertheless, we say that's what we have to do, because we don't want to invoke dechia unless we have to. So to here, the Shagas Aryeh says, we would not let the Kohen Gadol do the avodah if the Kohen Hedyot can do it without kelayim. It must be, he says, one of two things. Either the Kohen Hedyot's begadim also have kelayim, so we don't gain anything, or that the heter of kelayim is not because of asei dechalos asei, that kelayim simply does not apply in the sphere of the bigdei kuna. The Beis Halevi disagrees. The Beis Halevi begins from the opposite premise of the Shagas Aryeh. He assumes that the rule is that a person never has to give up his mitzvah for someone else to do it, even though his mitzvah carries with it a los asei and the other person does not. He says, no, my mitzvah has not. I have no way to do it without the los asei. You can do it. Well, that's you, not me. I want to do it. So what about this Gemara, he says? This Gemara, if the father appoints a mohel, that will be through shlichus. The well-known idea in halacha that in many contexts, a person can appoint an agent to do something for him and it's considered as though he did it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks that if the liavin acher let someone else do it, and the father will appoint that other person an agent, and thereby the father will still get the mitzvah. But certainly not that the father will give up the mitzvah like the Shagas Aryeh understands. That is certainly not something that he would have to do. And this opens the door for the main topic of this lecture. How are we to understand, most milas certainly today are performed by someone other than the father, how are we to understand this? Is this shlichus? Is this not shlichus? Is this something l'chatchila that the father can designate somebody else? Is this only b'di'evet if he can't do it? So the first question, before getting into the lumdus of whether it is or is not shlichus, the basic question of whether it is appropriate, whether it is legitimate for the father to hand over the milah to somebody else, to designate somebody else in his stead to perform the milah, is a major dispute among the poskim, beginning in the Rishonim and going down to the Gedolei Achronim. The first one to discuss this is basically the Arzarua. The Arzarua says flatly that the father should not do this. Hecha sha'av yodea lamul, a father who knows how to perform the rite of circumcision, asur lo lahaniach la'achar sheyamul lefanav. It is prohibited for him to allow anybody else to do the milah. The Dark Emotion Yardea doesn't understand this. He says, Tzarachin, Maishan mitzvah cheres, diyachal atzah shliach m'makama. Any other mitzvah, a person is allowed to appoint someone else in his stead to perform the mitzvah via the mechanism of shlichus. So why not here? And indeed, in the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, he omits this din of the Arzurah because he feels it is mistaken. He feels it is not correct. There are various approaches in the Achronim to understand the dispute between the Arzurah and the Dark Emotion. The Beis Ephraim suggests that what they're arguing about is whether the principle of shlichus actually says that I can do a mitzvah via somebody else. Shlichus, he says, generally appears in Chazal with regard to kinyanim or gittin or gerishin, where an action that I do has a certain legal significance, a legal status, divorce, marriage, acquiring property. Shlichus means that consequence of being married or being divorced, of changing the status of property, that can be done via shlichus. If I do the ritual action, I can do that on behalf of somebody else, and he acquires the woman, he divorces the woman, he acquires the property. But mitzvahs, where the mitzvah itself anyone can do, I'm just as capable of doing a bris as anybody else is, I simply want the mitzvah or the schar to pass over to somebody else, that, he says, the Ohr Zeruah holds, the concept of shlichus does not do that, does not say that the schar of the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah can pass over, the fulfillment of the mitzvah can pass over to somebody else. And the Ramah says it can. And the Beis Ephraim has a detailed discussion of why or why not, and rias to this. That's how he wants to understand the dispute between the Ohr Zeruah and the Darkei Moshe. There is another approach, the approach of the Tefuah Shor and the Maram Shik. The Shach says that it is absolutely wrong for a father who knows how to do a bris milah to appoint someone else in his stead. Mishu mohel, someone who is a competent mohel, eino rashoi, he is not allowed liten es bno la'achel lamo'elo, v'chayev hu ba'atzmo, he himself must do it, lamo'elo. And he says, v'kasafti is there, the reason he's pointing this out is l'fi shur isi kama nashim mechavdim lacherim lamo'los b'neihem. He has seen in his time many people who did honor others to perform the bris milah, im sheim ba'atzim yecholim lamo'el, even though they themselves were competent mo'elim. U'ledati, the Shach has very strong words for this, hey mevatlam mitzvah asei, they are violating a mitzvah asei, mitzvah gedola shel milah, not just any mitzvah asei, the great mitzvah of milah, v'yesh levestin levatal davar zeh. In no uncertain terms, the Shach says this is wrong, this is very wrong, and Beistin must put a stop to this. The Tefuah Shor, in Yardea, discussing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, also points out this was the minhag in his time. Maisa b'chol yom, he writes, shafilu ha'av yodea lamol hu mechabe l'pamim l'acherim. Seems from both of them that neither of them had very strong evidence that this was indeed the custom in earlier times, but they both say that in their times this was the custom. But the Tefuah Shor rejects the Shach, he accepts the minhag, and he says that there is nothing wrong. He says a person is allowed to mechabed somebody else to perform the mitzvah. And the Tefuah Shor distinguishes. He says, Dafka hecha dekavad shliach lo bederach shmechabed la'acher, if he appoints an agent simply as delegation, I don't want to do it, I don't have time, I'm busy, I'm not interested. Rachnira Kena wrote Silatroch Ba'atzmo. He gives the impression he's not interested in doing it himself. That is wrong. That's a bizarre for the mitzvah. That is wrong. But Bederach Kavod, Shmechabed Mishmahadirach Har Mitzvah, to honor somebody else, to honor an Adam Gadol, to perform the mitzvah, that's wonderful, he says. He brings the Machlokit in the Ohr Zeruah on the Darkei Moshe. And he says that the Darkei Moshe's problem was the Meikra Din, in principle, in Lamdus, the Darkei Moshe sees no reason why delegation does not work for Mila. And the Tefuah Shor says that I think that's not what Ohr Zeruah meant either. Ohr Zeruah also agrees that there's nothing wrong in principle in Lamdus with delegating Mila. Ohr Zeruah meant his din, that a person who makes a shliach and indicates that he doesn't want to, that he's not interested in doing the mitzvah, nirek d'mevaze, he's implying that he's disdaining the mitzvah. That's wrong. That's what the Ohr Zeruah means. A person who could do it and doesn't want to do it, he tells his associate, his assistant to do it. That's the wrong thing to do. But certainly, if he does it derech kavod, there's nothing wrong with delegating mila like that. The Chochmas Adam, also in Kisui Adam, is very unhappy with the Tefuah Shor. He has a number of things to say on this general topic, but regarding this point of the Tefuah Shor, that a person has the right to honor somebody else to do the mitzvah, the Chochmas Adam takes a very, very democratic, very modern approach to this, and he says, absolutely not. He says, Dover zeh lo shamanu. He says, a person to give up a mitzvah for somebody else, even if the other person is an Adam Gadol, he says, lo shamanu v'larinu b'shum posik. He says, b'chol mitzvahs, kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael ruyin l'chol mitzvahs. Every Jew is can appropriately do any mitzvah. He says, Tamal atmecha. Let me ask you a question, he says. Mi'e la'acher shofar v'lulav. Someone has a shofar or a lulav. An Adam Chashuv, Makam Acher, a great man, a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva, doesn't have one. V'chinomar kvodo begadol. Should we say that his performance of the mitzvah is better than mine? V'itin ha'shofar lulav la'chashuv. V'hu yis batman mitzvah. Should I say my Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe, his mitzvah will be better than mine, so I should give him the shofar, give him the lulav, better he do it than me? Absolutely not, says the Chochmas Adam. Yishtaka hadavar. Very, very strong terms. Chas v'shalom, he means that there's no such thing. L'chein l'anias da'iti, his conclusion is, mutav she'enichu l'shoche l'kayim ha'mitzvah mutelas alav. Allow the shoche to do his own kisui adam. Don't say, give it to the Adam Gadol. Hashem Yerelevav, you the Adam Gadol, you don't know how to do Shechita, so you think your only choice is to take away the Kisi Adam from the Shochet? No, Hashem will know. Hashem Yerelevav. K'moshi Efshel Cholavim L'Kayim Mitzvahs Get V'Yibum. There are lots of mitzvahs, he says, that ordinary people under normal circumstances can't do. Yibum, Get. Most of us will pass our whole lives without ever having the opportunity to perform these wonderful mitzvahs of Yibum or Get. Mikol Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechash L'Ki L'Kiyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you want to do his mitzvahs and he'll give you credit for it. And Kisi Adam is the same thing. He ends up, Kol HaMachashiv Lasas Mitzvah, anyone who intends, who desires to do a mitzvah, bananas, but he can, through no fault of his own, Malamalav Kiluasa, he'll get schar for it. But don't take the mitzvah away, don't tell him that it's a cover for the mitzvah, that you should do it and not him. Maram Shik, in a tshuva, also explains the Arzarua the same way that the Tvua Shar does. He says also the Arzarua agrees in principle that there is nothing wrong, unlike the Beis Ephraim, there's nothing wrong in Lamdas with delegating, with designating somebody else to do the mitzvah. His objection is that you shouldn't do it if there's a bizayon. If you indicate sheyesh lo eizet tam that you don't want to do it yourself, mishum shechasal b'no, you don't feel like doing it, chedome v'zeh aser latzeh shliach, that's aser because that's a bizayon. But if there's a moel acher, if there's an alternate moel who is tov v'muvcha yosermen, who's simply better and more qualified than you, as yachal latzeh shliach, certainly you can make a shliach kwa b'chal ha-mitzvahs. Even a mitzvah yosim b'shlucho, that's fine. But the only time it's actually aser is if you're near a kibizu mitzvah. If you're indicating that you don't want the mitzvah, that's when there's a problem. So here we see a machlokes among the poskim, different svaras, whether it is or is not appropriate for the father to give away the mitzvah if he himself is capable of fulfilling it. Returning to our Gemara, as we've seen, the Gemara asks, Li'avad Acher, why would the Torah tell you, Basar, that the mitzvah of Mila is Dacha, the prohibition against cutting off Taras, let someone else do it. Let the father of the child not do it and let someone else do it in his stead. So many Acharim ask a kasha. We know that even though there is a mitzvah that if a person is uncircumcised, Kol Yisrael Matuvim L'molo, everyone must do the Mila, the father has a particular mitzvah, to the extent that we've seen the Shach, that he's actually doing a bittul mitzvah, say, if he gives it away. But everyone agrees, whether you hold like the Shach or not, that the father certainly has a particular mitzvah to circumcise his own son. So what kind of kasha is this in the Gemara that Le'avid Acher lets someone else do it, even if we accept the Shagas Arya's rule? That when two people can do a mitzvah, we let someone else do it, rather than someone who would have a lo saseh. But if the father has a particular mitzvah, that mitzvah will be mizbatel. That mitzvah will be unfulfilled if someone else does it. How can the Gemara ask le'avad acher? So the Tvua Shar is one of the earliest acharonim to ask this kasha. So Tvua Shar says it must be the Shach is wrong. It must be there's no particular mitzvah for the father to do it more than anyone else. Even though certainly the Gemara does have a pasuk that the father is obligated to circumcise the son, that just means he's first in line. But he's certainly not mevatel any mitzvah by relinquishing the mitzvah to somebody else. The Yad Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu of Lublin, also makes the same point. He says that according to the Shach, it comes out that Mila is a mitzvah she'ev shalasos la'ide acher, the love of mitzvah, and if he gives it to somebody else, right, overall mitzvah zasei, the Shach holds that a person who gives away Mila is violating a mitzvah zasei. He says, but our Gemara, Sosil Divrei HaShach, our Gemara contradicts the principle of the Shach. Later Acharonim, however, give a variety of explanations of this Gemara to avoid contradicting the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh brings Machlokes Rishonim. Who makes the Shachianu? If the father does not do the Bris Milah, as today we generally do not, who makes the Shachianu, the Mohel or the father himself? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesham Rim, She'ein Sham Bricha Shachyanu at all, if someone else does the bris, Ula Rambam, La'olam Ha'av Mavarak Shachyanu, I'll call Milu Milu. The Rambam says, regardless of who actually performs the ritual, the father recites the Shachyanu blessing, V'chein Nagu, B'chol Malchus Eretz Yisrael, throughout Israel, he says, V'suriyo, Svivoseo, Malchus Mitzrayim, the whole Near East there, the custom follows the Rambam that the father makes the Shachyanu. So the Gaon explains the view of the Rambam. The Gaon says, the Rambam says, Shlucha Kamosa V'alav HaMitzvah. Even if someone else actually does the mitzvah, but since this is an idea of Shlichus, it's as though the father himself did the mitzvah. Af She'achar Mol Hu Shlucha Matziri Dechavaso L'chein Varach Shachianu. That's why the father can make Shachianu, because it's as though he did the Mila himself through the mechanism of Shlichus. But says the Gaon, we have a raya to the Rambam. We can prove that shlichus operates in the context of mila. The father must be getting full credit for the mila, and that's why he can make shechiyanu. What's my raya? The raya is from our Gemara. Our Gemara asks, if there is no concept of shlichus, the same kash the other acharim asked, the adol yo, the tfu ashar, how can the father be expected to give up his mitzvah, but he has the first mitzvah, and he seems to hold, like the shach, the father is not allowed to simply give up the mitzvah. Must be, he says, through shlichus. So Ladina, the Gaon, might disagree with the Shach, because since there is a concept of Shlichus, the father can give it away, but in principle he holds like the Shach that there is a mitzvah, a particular mitzvah of the father, and were he not to do it, there would be a bittul mitzvah. That's why he says the only way to explain the Gemara is by assuming that there is an idea of Shlichus, and therefore when the Gemara asks Liavan Acher, means the father still gets a schar of the mitzvah, he's still Mekai in the mitzvah, through someone else physically being the one to do it. Say for a Miknan Kedushin, makes the same point. He brings the kasha of the Tuashar, and he says several terutzim. One terutz is also to invoke shlichus. And there's only a preference for that because mitzvah yosim b'shlucho, even where shlichus operates, there's still a special mitzvah to do it yourself, but that certainly is not enough to be dachet saras. So that, like the Gaon, this is one of his approaches to the Gemara. The reason the Gemara asks li'avad acher is because of shlichus. The Sefer Mikneh, though, has two other answers. The first approach he suggests is Ein Mizeh Raya Klal, and he the Ika Ba'av Mitzvah Yosim Ba'achar, even though it's true, like the Shach says, that there is a particular mitzvah of the father which he violates by giving away the Mila. Mikol Makom Kivan De Ika Lo Saseh Ein Adifus Mitzvah Zu Doch Lo Saseh. He's fairly cryptic, he doesn't explain very much, but the point he's making, as we will see later, Acharim developed this more clearly, the point he's making is that just because there is an additional obligation upon the father, an entire mitzvah, if you're not still a complete mitzvah from beginning to end, then we say, asei dochalos asei. But one detail in a mitzvah, even if that detail requires that it be you, that's not enough of a mitzvah to say, asei dochalos asei. The Beis Ephraim says that the Tzvu Ashar understands that, but the Tzvu Ashar is bimedaik, that the language of the Shach is, he's mevatel mitzvah asei. It sounds like the Shach holds a complete mitzvah asei. Sefer Mikneh says, no, that's not what the Shach meant. The Shach didn't mean it's a real, full-fledged, bona fide, complete mitzvah asei in and of itself. It just means it's a detail in a larger mitzvah, as we'll see. Other acharim develop this point a little further. Sefer Mikneh has a third explanation of the Gemara. He brings a principle of Tosis based on a Yerushalmi, that mitzvahs that are l'fnei hadibur do not override mitzvahs that are l'achra dibur. A mitzvah that was already in force before Har Sinai does not have the power to override a mitzvah which was subsequently commanded to us. In Cain, says the Sefer HaMikneh, Kivan Dechiyav Ha'av L'molo Ba'atmo, L'yalfinan Elam Avram, the source of the particular obligation upon the father is derived from Avram. That's L'fnei HaDibur. Ha'av L'asei L'fnei HaDibur V'en Adach Halos HaSei. So even if it is a real mitzvah, that sort of mitzvah does not have the power to override a Halos HaSei, and that's why the Gemara asks Li'avad Acher. Sefer HaMikneh just winds up that the Shach's great objection, he says, the Shach's problem with people who give away Mila is only if they do it derech kibud, by honoring somebody else without invoking the mechanism of shlichus. Im hu midin shlichus, shah mitzvah hu shalav, ein bazeh bitl mitzvah asei. If it's shlichus and there's no mitzvah, like we saw in the Gaon, like the other acharim say, that's why the Gemara asks li'avad acher, because it's ayde shlichus. And ayde shlichus, the Shach has no problem. The Shach's problem is only if you do it not via shlichus. Chochmas Adam also takes the approach that since this is only a detail in a larger mitzvah, it is not doche, and that's why the Gemara asks li'avad acher. The Chochmas Adam says, "Ein kavanas hashach shu mitzvah zaseh b'fnei atzma." The Shach does not mean that the mitzvah of the father is a separate, full-blown, independent mitzvah. He brings rayas. He says, "El al karchach kavanas hashach shabitel anaf mina mitzvah." The Shach means that if the father gives away the mila, he has violated a branch, a detail of the mitzvah. V'kivin shekein, he says, nearly lahochiach, da'naf mitzvah ain't a docha lo saseh. A complete mitzvah is docha lo saseh, but a branch of a mitzvah, a part of a mitzvah, is not docha lo saseh, and then he spends time proving this point. The Beis Halevi has a similar approach, that even things which are mitzvahs, if they aren't in and of themselves the sole mitzvah or the main mitzvah, they won't always be docha. But he says it specifically with regard to mila. He doesn't just say a general rule that a detail in a larger mitzvah is not docha. He explains a little more clearly, specifically with regard to Mila. He says, why is Mila docha even though there's an asei and a los asei. Tzaras is asei and a los asei. Normally, an ordinary garden variety, so to speak, mitzvah asei is not docha, and asei and a los asei combined. Why does mila have that power? Because nichrusu alav, Tosu says that mila is nichrusu alav, yud gimel brisas. Mila is a very special mitzvah because God was kares 13 covenants with us over the mitzvah of mila. Brings a couple of Tosuses who say this. Therefore, he says, this idea, this great mila of mila, that it has 13 brisas, lo shayach rakal ikar mitzvahs mila. The fact that the kid should have a mila, that imperative, that's so important, that the kid should be nichnas lebris, he should be part of the covenant, that has the mila of yud gimel brisas, and that, therefore, is docha, the los asei, combined with asei of tzaras. But the particular mitzvah that the father do it as opposed to somebody else, that mitzvah doesn't have 13 brisas, that God didn't make 13 brisas that it should be specifically the father. That's like a regular asei. And a regular asei is not docha, los asei, vasei. So that's why the Gemara asks, liavad acher. Tzitz Eliezer takes a similar approach. He says that even though mila is docha tzaras, he says it's gderes akasur from the word basar. And that word basar, he says, that doesn't mean any mitzvah, any detail of the mitzvah, even the father's particular mitzvah should be docha. The etzem mitzvahs mila, like the Beis Halevi says, the yud gimel brisas, the Tzitz Eliezer just says, the etzem mitzvahs mila, that the kid should be nichnas lebris, shebasar arlas ben imol, that is so important that that's docha tzaras. But the particular obligation of the father is not docha tzaras. And that's why the Gemara asks, liavad acher. Now, we've been discussing up till now the idea of shlichus and mila. As we've seen, the Gaon, the Sefer Mikneh, various acronym suggest that mila can be done via shlichus, and the av is mekayim the mitzvah. And there was some debate among the acronym whether even the Arzeruah agrees to that, and the Arzeruah is only objecting because of bizayon mitzvah, or as the Machne Ephraim, as the Beis Ephraim suggested, Arzeruah says there's no shlichus on mitzvahs like mila. So we've seen, in that Beis Ephraim, we've seen so far one reason why there might not be shlichus and mila is because on simple mitzvahs, you cannot do a mitzvah ide shlichus. You can do a kenyan or a get or even an avera. The Gemara talks about yesh shlichus var avera. The Beis Ephraim explains why mitzvah is different from avera. So all those things can be done via shlichus, but a mitzvah maybe not. Another reason why it might not be possible to do mila al ide shlichus is raised by the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim says, a father who does not know how to perform a mila, he isn't trained. There is a famous rule in Shlichus, kivan de'ihu lamatzi avid, something which a person cannot do himself, shliach nami lamatzi mashve. Neither can he appoint an agent to do it for him. And this is a tremendous chiddush, a very controversial point, because most cases of something which is lamatzi avid, someone can't do something, there's a legal halachic reason why he can't do it. There's some halacha which prevents him from being able to do it. The idea that physically, balbatish, for technical reasons he can't do it because he isn't trained, that should be called lamatzi mashva, that is a matter of some controversy. Beis Ephraim himself raises this question. He brings that the Sefer Mikneh says that there's the idea of shlichus on mila, he says, and he begins by assuming, he brings a raya that he would not be able to make a shliach. Then he says, he says get. He says there's a famous machlokes rishonim whether get needs shlichus, whether the sofer must be a shliach of the baal. If the baal is not writing his own get, if the husband is not writing his own get, he must designate the sofer as his agent to write the get. He says, but wait, al rov ein a baal yachal lichtov. Typically, a husband will not be trained in the writing of getin. I feel like dead chak. Certainly, with all the modern rules of getin, even a get mikra din, he says, even like dead chak, even a basic get to be kosher dead chak, a baal does not know how to do. According to this opinion, the way the Sefer Mikneh, the way the Machne Ephraim explains that there's no shlichus anytime a person can't do something himself, even if it's just for the lack of know-how, for the lack of training and skill, how can he make a shliach? And Kfar Amar Bazeh, he says, the Sefer Machne Ephraim, the Sefer Beis Meir, there is actually, he says, discussion about this in the context of Gittin, how can the Sefer be a shliach of the husband if the husband himself is not trained in writing a get? There is some further discussion, also based on Ar Sugya, regarding this question of whether a mohel is or is not a shliach of the father when he performs a circumcision. Some of that discussion hinges on the language of Rashi. Rashi, when he explains the Gemara, Rashi says, Yika Acher, Liavan Acher, when the Gemara asks this key question, if there's anyone else available, let someone else perform the Mila, Rashi says, let someone else do it. She'ena chazir l'taro le'avad acher. The other person doesn't care about the tzaraas. It's not his kid. Doesn't care about the baharas. So no avera is violated. Rashi adds the words, v'lo leku av l'hasam. Let the father not be there, not be present, while the other person performs the bris. What is the significance of that line in Rashi? So the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Tzaraas, says, brings Rashi, yika acher lo leku av l'hasam, mashem midvarav, the Mishnah Melech infers from Rashi, di koi av hasam, if the father would be present, af shamol eina mechavin l'taharo, even though the mohel has no intention to circumcise the child, to cut off the baharis, filohachi over belav. Nevertheless, the father would violate the lav. Why? V'tamen de milsa dekiven da mitzvah mutelas al av. Since the father has a particular mitzvah of mila, hamohel shlichuse da av ka'avid, dekiven de kabanas av lutara hare over belav. Says the Mishnah Melech, A, he assumes that shlichus, agency, the concept applies in the context of Mila. Therefore, he says, Rashi means that if the father is present when the Mohel performs the circumcision, then we're back to square one. Since the father is credited with the mitzvah via the mechanism of Shlichus, and he does want the Baharis removed, therefore, Liavan Acher, we haven't accomplished anything. We're back to square one that we're being Docha the Lav. So the only solution is, when the Mara asks Liavan Acher, it must mean the father is not around. He apparently assumes that when the father is not around, then the Mohel is not acting as his agent. This point is made explicitly by the Tzitz Eliezer. Mashmi says from Rashi, Shekavanasu Bazeh, Sha'achar Yasa Gam Belo Shlichuso. Because if we understand like the Gon, that Mila is always done through Shlichus, he says, then who cares if the father is there or not? Vadne Mashmi says, Shekavanas Rashi, Lashmienu Bazeh, Sha'achar Yasa Gam Belo Shlichuso. Because if it would be shlichus, then again, then there'd be a problem of taras. So the only way to avoid shlichus is by the father not being present. So this approach of the Mishnah Melech and Tzitz Eliezer assumes, on the one hand, that the parsha of shlichus does apply to Mila. That's why if the father is present, shlichus will apply, and the father will be credited with the mitzvah, but will also be credited with the avera, debited with the avera of severing a baharis. On the other hand, they seem to be assuming, based on Rashi, if the father is not there, then the mohel is acting not as his shliach. They seem to assume that the amila performed by a mohel other than the father may or may not be governed by the principle of shlichus, depending on whether the father is present or not. The Aneg Yom Tov in the tshuva is unhappy with the Mishnah Melech. He says, this pshat, based on Rashi, that if the father is present and there's shlichus, then we're back to square one and we haven't accomplished anything with regard to the prohibition against cutting off a baharis. Not true, he says. He says he's established earlier in this tshuva that whenever we say shlichus, we can do a sort of palginan. We can split the shlichus. If there's a certain aspect to the act that shlichus should work for, a certain aspect that it shouldn't for, we split them up. We say, Amrinan, Mashalomatin, Lemirme al Mashalach, that which cannot be sent back to the Mashalach, Lorimin Ale, we don't send back to him. Admatin, Lemirme al Mashalach, that which we do need to send back to him, which we can send back to him, Lorimin Ale. So here too, he says, who cares if the father wants to cut the Baharis? Regarding the Lav, we should say, no, since it would be a Lav if he did it, that aspect of the performance of the act of the Mohel does not get sent back to the Av. But the mitzvah does get sent back to the Av. So there would no, even if we were working with a mechanism of shlichus, it would not have to be entirely, we could split the act and credit only half to the father and the other half not. Beis Ephraim, though, doesn't, it's before the Anagant, but he emphatically rejects this. He says, no way. Im no marash me din shlichus av naguba. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't do things halfway. He says, if you're invoking shlichus, then the act is entirely attributed to the father, the mishalach. Too bad. We don't care what the shlichus intends. Once you're invoking shlichus, the entire act, with all its ramifications, is as though the father did it himself. The entire act is as though it were performed in its entirety by the father, and he himself is intending to violate the lo sase. Upshita, he says, again, against the Onigantov's idea, Pshita Shein Lomar, the link Titus of Aheres, Cheshvin and Shumaisa Ashliach, Shein Omaskavin. Obviously, so we can say that with regards to the detaching of the Negat Saras, we will leave the act attributed to the Shliach. Uli Mitzvahs Mila Mutelis of Cheshvin and Kilo Avu Ose, Havane Lesa, Shein Amaisa Mischav Lachatzon, not like the Onigantov, we cannot split up an action and act like that. So in summary, here is what we have. First, we have a machlokes between the Shagas Arya and the Beis Halevi. The Shagas Arya says that even when there's no particular mitzvah on one person, that's still called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. For me to give up my mitzvah, and even though there's certainly no question of shlichus, when one Kohen declines to do that vote in favor of another Kohen, if the Kohen Gadol declines in favor of a Kohen Hedyot, there's no issue of shlichus. Nevertheless, that's called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Beis Halevi says that it's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Shagas Arya brings a raya from our Gemara that we expect the Av to give up his mitzvah. Beis Halevi says, no, that's shlichus, so that's different. The Shach says that in general, it is prohibited for a father to relinquish his mitzvah of Mila in favor of someone else. The Tvu Ashar says that it is permitted. Both of them agree that the minhag in their time was that people did it. The Shach feels the minhag is wrong and has to be corrected. The Tvu Ashar says the minhag is fine. Sefer HaMikna says that even the Shach agrees that if the father does it in the format of designating a shliach, that's fine. The Shach is only arguing when he does it derech kibud, without appointing him a shliach, he just gives away the mitzvah to somebody else as an honor. On the other hand, the Tvu Ashar also agrees, even though he's mekel in general, that's only, he says, when a person does it derech kibud, but not when he's mevazin the mitzvah, when he's not interested in doing it himself, that's a bizayon for the mitzvah, that's usur, and that's far we also saw on the Maram Shik. On the other hand, we saw that the Chachmas Adam says that this that the Tvu Ashar allows derech kibud, the Chacham Sadam says absolutely not. A person should not give up a mitzvah to honor somebody else, even if that person is an Adam Gadol. All Jews democratically have the same obligation to do mitzvahs, and a person should keep the mitzvah for himself. The Kasha of the Gemara le'avodai de'acher. So we have seen three or four different approaches in the Acharonim. The Tvu Ashar says that simply means, as we've seen, the father is allowed to honor other people to do the mitzvah, and there was no obligation to keep the mitzvah for himself. Many Acharonim, though, the Sefer Mikna, the Gra, the Beis Halevi, say that that's only because that via the mechanism of Shlichus, the father is considered to fulfill the mitzvah in such a manner. Also many Acharonim, Sefer Mikna, Beis Halevi, Chachmas Adam, the Tzitzel Yezer, say that even if the father has a particular mitzvah, which he will not necessarily fulfill when someone else does the mila, nevertheless, that particular obligation is not enough of a reason to be docha the lo saseh of Taras, and that's why the Gemara asks le'avad acher. Why not? Either because it's not a real mitzvah by itself, it's just a detail, or because it doesn't have the yud gimel brisos, or because it's lefnei adibur. But even if he is mevatel a mitzvah, that's still not enough of a reason to do it himself in the presence of the lo saseh of severing a baharis. There is a machlokes achronim also, whether the normal rule of anything that a person cannot do, he cannot make a shliach to do, whether that applies even to situations where the reason he can't do it is simply lack of skill or lack of technical ability. And there's also another svara, another reason why Mila, a father could not make a shliach for Mila, is because in mitzvahs in general, mitzvahs asay, a person cannot make a shliach, thereby to Mikayim, mitzvahs asay, a person can only make a shliach for kinyanim or for gittin, kedushin, but he cannot appoint someone else to do a mitzvah and thereby have it be considered that he himself has properly performed the mitzvah.